It was a measure of revenge, making the win a little bit sweeter. The Sioux College women's hockey team captured their second consecutive American Collegiate Hockey Association National Championship Saturday afternoon thanks to a 3-0 win over Assiniboine Community College. For Sioux College, the win was a little bit of revenge as well. The two schools met in non-conference play in Sioux St. Marie for a pair of games in January. After Sioux College won the opener, Assiniboine beat Sioux College in the second game, ending Sioux College's 46-game unbeaten streak in the process. Sioux College Cougars are your 2024 Women's D2 Champions at Cougars WHKY at ACHA Hockey at Hockey House Pod at flowhockeypick.twitter.com/SG3ZJK2R. AKA Women's D2. At ACHA Women's D2, March 16, 2024. In Saturday's National Championship game, Sioux College wasted little time opening the scoring in the second period after the team skated through a scoreless opening frame. After Assiniboine took a penalty 19 seconds into the middle stanza, Emma Lee gave Sioux College the lead 13 seconds into the power play. Lee beat Assiniboine goaltender Geneva Penner with a shot from the left faceoff circle high glove side. Lee scored her second of the day midway through the period. Skating around behind the Assiniboine net, Lee gave the puck to Emily Moore, who proceeded to hit Lee with a pass as she skated into the slot. Lee then beat Penner with a shot stick side to make it a 2-0 game at 10:39. With just under 9 minutes to go in the game, Materia Land picked up her third goal of the playoff round for Sioux College. Skating in on a 2-on-1 with Moore, Land took a pass while going to the net and beat Penner to cap off the scoring. Sioux College goaltender Farah Farstad stopped all 22 shots she faced in the win to pick up the shutout. Along with the two-goal day from Lee, Land had a goal and an assist for Sioux College while Moore assisted on a pair of goals. Penner made 30 saves for Assiniboine in the loss. Sioux College advanced to Saturday's final thanks to a 6-1 win over Dakota College at Bottineau yesterday. The team finished pool play with a 3-0 record to get into the playoff round, picking up wins over Mercyhurst, Navy, and Northeastern in the process.